KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. As we've been hearing this morning, airports are on red alert and security lines are long after authorities uncovered an alleged terror plot in Britain overnight. Under the new guidelines, no liquids or gels are being allowed on board. No water, suntan lotion, cologne, toothpaste, anything like that will have to be put in checked luggage. Exceptions are being made for medicine or baby formula. Reporter Craig Miller is at San Francisco International Airport. And Craig, what's the scene there?
Well, Scott, it looks like things are starting to sort themselves out at this airport, at least, which is under security threat condition orange. That means they're doing some vehicle inspections, particularly coming into the international terminal, and they've added security teams, more police, more canine units, and put out huge red bins throughout the airport in which passengers can discard all manner of liquids, from bottled water to toothpaste to expensive cosmetics. They even found a couple of bottles of expensive wine. It looks like a bonanza for the airport custodial staff, which is right now in the process of emptying all of these big red bins into huge trash bags.
And how are people reacting to that?
I've had mixed reactions. Most of them are taking it in stride because, you know, ever since 9/11, it's just the sort of thing we've come to expect when something like this happens. But some people have been pretty annoyed with it, saying that this is not making them feel any more secure, and they don't think it's the right way to provide security.
Do the lines look exceptionally long this morning?
No, this morning they were exceptionally long, in some cases running the entire length of the counters and even spilling into the next terminal. But now it looks like any normal day, frankly, at least here at the American Airlines security checkpoint.
All right, reporter Craig Miller at San Francisco International Airport this morning. Craig, thanks a lot.
Okay, Scott.
In other news, the vast lake in Southern California, known as the Salton Sea, has long attracted a wide range of birds and fish. But that wildlife is threatened because the Salton Sea is drying up. Experts say it will cost billions of dollars to repair damage caused by increased salinity and other environmental changes. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ilse Setziel reports on the complicated task of saving the Salton Sea.
At Bombay Beach, the silver-blue Salton Sea rocks gently over the sand. A string of fat little clouds loiters, dwarfed by the vast waters and broad sky. At the edge of the beach, rusted auto carcasses and trailer homes sink into the sand. There's an open diner. Its sign pleads, "Eat here," although there's nothing but alcohol for breakfast. The economic depression here is tied to one of the sea's persistent problems. High levels of nutrients in the water support a robust food supply. But when strong winds blow, ammonia and hydrogen sulfide surge to the surface, stripping oxygen out of the water. The result is hundreds of thousands of dead fish, dying birds, and a terrible stench. Resident Walter Madison says, until the late 1970s, Bombay Beach was flush with fishermen and boaters.
It used to be so crowded, be so many people, so many kids. Oh, it's gone dead now.
The California Department of Fish and Game says corvina and other sport fish appear to have died out. Tilapia were doing well this year until last week when a million died. But the biggest threat to fish and birds at the Salton Sea is escalating salinity. The sale of water that used to run off farms is shrinking the sea, exacerbating the problem. Doug Barnum of the U.S. Geological Survey.
We'll get to the point of where we're like the Dead Sea in the Middle East, to where there's basically microbial activity, but there's no higher order aquatic invertebrates.
State officials are working on plans for a smaller, more sustainable sea. Drafts show a range of options, including combinations of shallow ponds and a lake ranging in size from 40 to 60 square miles. The local Salton Sea Authority says the lake needs to be larger. Ron Ensweiler explains why at a meeting of Coachella business leaders.
You need the big lake to really make this thing a real magnet for development and all that. And we're just not excited about any of these ones where you just have a little bit of water on one end, you dry most of it up.
If this was a recreational water body, this is going to be as popular as Lake Tahoe.
The authority has crafted a plan with a 135-square-mile lake. State officials recently added it to their list of restoration alternatives. But California Audubon says it's based on an overly optimistic estimate of future water supplies. Building a lake of any kind will require about 10 miles of diking through unstable soils in a quake-prone area. And any plan will have to keep miles of exposed seabed from becoming airborne, causing asthma attacks and other health problems.
I think we're embarking on a very large experiment.
Ornithologist Kathy Molina.
There's so little that we know specifically about the sea. My overarching concern is, for the long term, will we have the water in 30 years? I mean, will we be able to maintain these systems that are going to require lots of management and lots of money? And so are we in it for the long haul?
Realistically, we're probably going to lose a lot.
Doug Barnum of the U.S. Geological Survey.
And we're going to go through a phase where we lose the fish, a big segment of the aquatic invertebrates, simply because there's so much time involved. Getting projects approved, funded, we will go through a period where we're going to lose everything and we'll have to get it back.
At 10 a.m., it's already sweltering at the sea. Barnum's colleague Tom Anderson kneels over four speckled eggs laid by a feisty shorebird called a black-necked stilt. He checks one to see if it's still alive.
We roll them on the cheek to get a good sense of how warm they are.
Then Anderson places it next to his ear. And from inside the egg, this is what he hears. The Salton Sea is a complex and seemingly contradictory place. An ocean in the desert, it brims with life, but it's prone to collapse. Its future could deliver ecological and economic boom or bust. The California Resources Agency is supposed to recommend a preferred plan for fixing the sea by the end of the year. So far, the state has only secured a fraction of the $2 to $6 billion needed just to construct one of the restoration plans. But a recent report by the nonprofit Pacific Institute says legislators will need to act quickly. Failing to do so, it says, will lead to a wildlife disaster. For the California Report, I'm Ilse Setziol at the Salton Sea.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California and the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the first ever recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Award. More information is available at www.irvine.org.